Hey everyone, and welcome to the Making Room podcast, where we clear out the clutter and make more room for God to move in our lives. I'm your host, Paul Radke, and today we're going to be talking about a topic that I believe is relevant for everybody who is a follower of Jesus. Anybody who wants to believe in Jesus and follow him has to learn to do this, and that is we have to learn to trust God more. With every day that comes, with every month, with every year, with every difficulty, we have to learn to trust God more and more. And there's something that I've found to be true. And it is not the supreme truth, but it is a truth that I have found very relevant in my life. And that is, you can't trust God if you can't trust yourself. You can't trust God if you can't trust yourself. And there's a few reasons that I have for this. Is that if I don't trust myself, then I won't follow through on what I believe God is telling me to do. Because I'll constantly doubt, well, was it God that told me? Was it me that told me? Was it someone else that influenced me? I'll be so double-minded about what God said to do because I won't fully trust it. Another thing is when I read his word and I see his promises and I see how he's told me to live, I won't fully believe that I can attain the promises he's given because I don't trust myself to live up to how he's asked me to live. So when we don't trust ourselves, we immediately become double-minded about all of the things of God. And that's my experience with it. You can say that, well, you can trust God and not trust yourself. There's a truth to that. And we have to trust God more than we would ever trust ourselves, right? We are human. He is infallible. We are very fallible. So there's a truth to, I have to trust God more than me. But also, if I don't trust me, then how could I possibly trust him? It's kind of like this projection issue, right? Like we have these issues in our lives that we often project onto somebody else, even though there are issues. And when we have a self-doubt, and a mistrust of our own intuition, of our own conscience, of our own ideas, then we immediately project that into the world. We project that onto other people. We project that onto God even. And so it's important that we learn to trust ourselves and behave in a way that creates trust. Right? Building self-trust to me is just like building trust in any other relationship. There's some key factors that have to take place in order for trust to be built. It doesn't just happen overnight. When me and my wife got together, trust just didn't happen the moment we got together. It happened over time. Anytime I've built a new friendship, trust didn't happen overnight. It happened over time. Now, I may have given faith and trusted them in little increments, but it wasn't that I built big trust in those relationships until we had been through some big things together. And so today I want to talk about some of the things that we can do in our lives to build more of a self-trust, to get rid of some of the self-doubt that we deal with, and we all deal with it, right? We all deal with, well, am I doing the right thing? Is this really what God wants me to do? Am I just being ridiculous? I've asked myself that more lately than I think anybody ought to. But these are some tips that I use to make sure that I stay on track and that I am a trustworthy person. Because if you're not trustworthy, then why would you have trust, right? If you see someone else behaving in ways that are untrustworthy, you don't place your trust in them if you're a wise person. So when you see yourself behaving in ways that are untrustworthy, it automatically breeds self-doubt in us. And there are four things that I think are important for building some self-trust. One is we've got to be honest with ourselves. We've got to be honest with God. We've got to be honest with others. Two is that we have got to stick to our core values and our ethics. The things that we say that we believe, the ethics that we have in life, we cannot say one thing and do another because it immediately breeds mistrust. Three is that we have got to practice self-compassion, right? We can see this in the lives of anybody else. When we see people that are not having compassion on others less fortunate than themselves, then they immediately, right? That's just an untrustworthy person, right? You want to put your trust in somebody that you know if you mess up, that they're not just going to kick you to the curb. And four is that we have got to follow through on things that we say. If we have given our word about something, that we're going to do something, that we're going to take care of something, then we have got to follow through on whatever that is. So let's just start from the beginning and start with be honest. I think this is probably the most important thing that you could possibly do for yourself, is that just look in the mirror and be honest with the person looking back at you, right? It kind of goes into this whole self-awareness, right? It's so important to be aware of how the rest of the world sees you, to see how your actions are influencing others or how they are affecting others. It's so important to have an honest view of yourself. And it's easy, look, I've done it more than anybody else, is to look at the person in the mirror and tell those little lies that just make you feel better and help you sleep better at night, right? You know, if you failed, then you have a reason why it was somebody else's fault. If you said something and you lashed out at somebody, well, then there was a reason, because they shouldn't have done what they did to you, or they betrayed you, so you had a right to betray them back. We come up with all of this reasoning on why our actions are justified, but there comes a moment where we have got to look in the mirror and say, you failed and it was your fault. You acted out in a way you shouldn't have, and you can try and place blame on someone else, but deep down, we always know the truth. Even if we don't want to acknowledge it, we always know deep down that I shouldn't have done that. Regardless of what they did, I should not have done that. And so when you look in the mirror, if you are not honest with the person staring back at you, well, right off the bat, you are untrustworthy. Right? Honesty is a pretty big thing in relationships, especially for me. I just don't like being lied to. I would rather someone tell me a hard truth than a comfortable lie. I would rather know the truth of how you feel, the truth of what's going on, than for you just to tell me something. And that doesn't mean I'm going to like the truth or I'm going to rejoice about it, but I would rather know the truth than live a lie, because then I know what I'm dealing with. I know ways to move forward, or I know what needs to be tackled. But if I don't know the truth of the situation, then I am fighting something that is not even real, right? I'm trying to make something work, and I don't even know the truth of the matter. So when we look at ourselves in the mirror, are we being honest enough to see our faults and our failures and say, look, these are your fault? Yes, that you had a tough upbringing, or yes, things happened to you when you were younger that have caused you to be this way, but now you're older, now you're a little bit wiser, hopefully, and now it's your decision of whether you're going to continue these patterns and continue these behaviors, or are you going to change them? Are you going to become a better version of yourself? Or are you just going to fall for the lie that someone else made you who you are today and there's nothing you can do about it? We've got to get honest. We've got to get self-aware. We've got to be able to look at ourselves and see all the good things and all the bad things, call it what it is, and then work to improve the bad and work to build the better. You know, work to build the things that are good. I've got this friend who, really good person, and I'm not going to name names, but they're always just kind of fudging the truth just a little bit, right? It's never just the truth of what happened. It's always just skewed just a little bit to make it seem like it's better than what it was, or that they're better than what they are. It's always just tainted just a little bit to where you can't fully trust the story that they're telling you. And because this has happened so many times, now when I hear a story from them, I've always kind of got an eyebrow raised, like, is this really what happened? Are you really telling me the truth? And it always causes just this immediate mistrust, whatever the story may be. And when we do that to ourselves, right, when we're not honest with ourselves, and it's always tainted just a little bit and skewed just a little bit to make ourselves feel better or make ourselves look better, then we automatically have those feelings about us. Can we really trust what we say? Can we really trust our opinion about ourselves? Why? Well, because I've been lying to myself for so long, why would I trust what I say about me? Some good ways to kind of find out the truth is, if you have a spouse, they're going to be the ones to tell you the truth about yourself really quick in most cases. If you allow them a safe space to say it, they're going to tell you some hard truths that you may not want to hear. If you have some best friends or people that you've grown up with or your parents, people will tell you some hard truths if you create a safe space for them to tell you. And then also, like I said, deep down, we know the truth in a lot of instances. We just don't like to hear it. It's uncomfortable. I don't want to hear those things about me. I don't want to hear that I've got so much to work on. But if I am honest with myself, I know that these things need to be worked on. So when we get honest with ourselves, we create an environment in which positive things can take place. We create an environment of trust. We create an environment where things can begin to change for the better. So if you want to build self-trust, first thing you've got to do is be honest with yourself, with God, with others. Be honest about how you're feeling. Be honest about the things you've done wrong. Be honest about the things you've done right. Be honest with yourself, because it is, I think, the biggest thing in just creating self-trust. The second thing that we've got to do is that we have got to stick to our core values and ethics. Now, we've all had that person in our lives. Maybe it was a preacher. Maybe it was somebody you saw on TV that spoke a good game, right? Maybe it was a politician that said all the things that they believe and the things they're going to fight for and the way we ought to live and how we ought to treat others. But then they go out and they act in ways that are just the complete opposite of everything that they've been preaching. I mean, politicians are a great example of this. Preachers, unfortunately, are a great example of this. And nobody's perfect. I'm not saying that, you know, everybody's got to do exactly as they say all the time. Life is more complicated than that. But overall, when we say something that we believe in, when we declare a core value, when we declare how we believe other people ought to be treated, if we're not treating people that way, then we automatically create a mistrust in ourselves. Because I'm saying one thing, but I'm doing another. Yeah, it's kind of like, your parents would tell you when you were younger, do as I say, not as I do. Because they would tell you, you have to do this, but then they would do the very opposite of what they were telling you had to do, right? So when we create that environment, it creates a mistrust in ourselves because we're saying things, but we're not doing them. And when we don't see ourselves doing the things we say we ought to do, we automatically lose trust, just like you would in another relationship. If you had somebody in your life that declared all of their core values and what they believed and how they ought to treat others, but then they were always treating others just unkindly and rudely, and they were terrible to the waitress at the restaurant, and they were terrible to their coworkers, and they were always just trying to get ahead by beating others down, well, we wouldn't trust that person's word very much, would we? We wouldn't trust their ethics. We wouldn't trust their core values that they've stated because they don't live up to them. They don't even try to live up to them. Are we trying to live up to the things we say we believe? Are we trying to do the things that if I say I believe something, am I going to follow through on it? This was a big thing for me when I left pastoring a few months ago, was I said that I wanted to follow Jesus and I wanted to do what he instructed me to do. And I had a decision to make. Was I going to stay where I was comfortable, where I had things good, or was I going to take that step of faith and do the thing God was telling me to do, even though I didn't know what was going to happen after I did it? And at the end of the day, I wound up following through on taking that step of faith because I said, I have stated that I want to follow Jesus and I want to do what he's telling me to do. And I can't preach this stuff and say I believe this stuff, but then not follow through on it. And so I followed through because I wanted to stick to that core belief. I wanted to stick to that ethic of following Jesus wherever he led me. And so that's important for your life too. If you say you believe something, whether I agree with it or not is rather irrelevant. Do you agree with it and are you going to follow through with it? If you believe that you ought to treat others the way you want to be treated, then that's how you ought to be displaying that to the world. People ought to see that in you. Your coworkers ought to notice that about you. Your family ought to notice that about you. that you do your best to help others and to elevate them and to be kind to them, even when they do things that, you know, would mean that they don't deserve that. The third thing that we've got to do, and this is a really big one, is we've got to practice self-compassion. It is not easy to trust somebody that will kick you to the curb the moment you mess up. You know, if we had that teacher in our lives or we had a parent like that in our lives that when we did something wrong, we just, you know, they kicked us to the curb. It was hard to continue to trust that person to be with you through difficult times. You could trust them when everything was going great, but you couldn't really trust them when everything was falling apart. And are we people that can trust ourselves when everything's falling apart? When we're going through a bout of anxiety, or when we're going through a bout of depression, or when we've failed and we've not followed through on something that we said we were going to follow through on, when we've just missed the mark, are we the kind of people that kick ourselves to the curb and say, you know, you idiot, why'd you do that? You're such a fool. You know, do we talk down to ourselves, or do we practice compassion and realize, you know what, we're human. If somebody else would have done this, I would have tried to encourage them and encourage them to get back up, encourage them to keep going, encourage them that their faults don't define them. But oftentimes, that's not how I encourage myself. That's how I might encourage you, but it's not how I encourage me. And I've got to remind myself that, you know what, sometimes I need to back up, get a wider perspective. If somebody else had done the thing that I just did, what would I tell them? How would I encourage them? How would I pray for them? And then do that. You know, sometimes we're just our own worst critic. We just are the first one to say everything we've done wrong. We might not tell everybody else, but we do it. And we've got to step back and say, you know what? We're just human. If somebody else would have made this mistake, I would have tried to make them feel better about it. So it's time that I make myself feel better about it too. It's time that I have compassion, not just for the world around me, but I have some compassion for myself because I want to be able to trust me. I want to be able to trust me when I'm going through difficult times and when I'm going through good times. And I can only do that if I'm a person who has compassion on myself. Just like I can only do that if somebody has compassion on me when I go through difficulty, I can only do that with myself when I have compassion as well. So we've got to be honest. We've got to stick to our core values and ethics, and we've got to practice self-compassion. And the last one, number four, is we've got to keep to our word. Now, I've had some real struggles with this in the past, and I think a lot of people do. It's hard to say you're going to do something and stick to it no matter what. It's hard to wake up in the morning when you don't feel like doing it and go do it anyway. But I have found that the more that I say I'm going to do something and stick to it, the better off my mental health is, the more confidence I have in myself, because I'm a person that follows through on what they say they're going to do. When I was a kid, my parents finally got to a point where they would almost stop committing to do things later in the day. Or, you know, if they said we were going to go to the zoo and then we wound up not going to the zoo, I had a really hard time with that. We had a plan. We said we were going to do something. We're not doing it. And so it got to the point that they almost just stopped saying we were going to do things. I said, can we do this? And they'd say, we'll see. And can we get this? We'll see. Like, it was never just a straight yes, we can, because they didn't want me to stick to it. They didn't want me to hold their feet to the fire about it. And I understand that. But it's still that way for me a little bit, is that I just, when we have a plan, I want to stick to it. And it's really hard for me to kind of get out of that rut of saying, okay, we need to adjust the plan. But there is a point where when we say we're going to do things, we've got to stick to it. Because if we are not, if our word is not trustworthy, then why would we trust us? If I say when I'm going to bed at night, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to exercise for 30 minutes, and I don't follow through on what I committed to myself to do, then I become a little bit less trustworthy. If I say that I'm going to give, you know, extra effort at work today, and then I don't give that extra effort, I become just a little less trustworthy with me. Every time I set a goal and then I don't follow through on it, I become a little less trustworthy. And when we say we're going to do things, not only does it affect how other people trust us, right? If we say we're going to do something, we don't do it, people trust us a little bit less. They don't think that our word, you know, they don't believe that we're going to stick to our word all the time. It's the same thing with ourselves. When we say we're going to do something and we don't follow through on it, we become just a little less trustworthy with us. So it's important that when we say we're going to do something, don't say you're going to do it unless you're going to do it. Jesus even taught, let your yes be yes and your no be no. If you say you're going to do it, then do it. If you say you're not going to do it, then don't do it. And I know that feelings can really skew this. I know that circumstances can make it difficult sometimes, but I promise you the benefit of following through on your word is not just a benefit to everybody else who you said you were going to do something for, but it's a benefit for yourself. It's a benefit to when I say something, I know I'm going to follow through on it. When I commit to a goal, I know I'm going to do my best to achieve it. When I say I'm not going to do something, I know I'm going to do my best not to do it. I'm not just going to throw in the towel whenever it gets a little bit difficult. I'm not just going to give up whenever hardship comes, but I'm going to keep on doing my best to keep to the word that I have committed. It's a very godly principle. You know, God says that his covenant he will not break. So it's a very godly thing to say you're going to do something and follow through on it. And as we follow through on these four things, as we get honest with ourselves, as we stick to our core values and ethics, as we practice self-compassion, as we are following through on the things that we say we're going to do, we are building a little bit of trust more and more with every decision, with every step that we take, with everything that we do. We are becoming more and more trustworthy, not only with ourselves, but also with others. They will see how we stick to our word. They will see that we are the kind of people that are going to stick to their core values. They're going to stick to their ethics. They're going to stick to what they say they believe no matter the cost. They're going to see that we do our best to be honest with ourselves and with others and with God. They're going to see that we're the kind of compassionate people that help people get back up. We don't just kick them when they're down. And it's going to make a difference for your life. It's going to make a difference. And at the end of the day, the next time God speaks to you as you practice these things, you're going to be able to trust him just a little bit more because you trust that he's speaking to you. You're a trustworthy person. And if you say that God is speaking to you to do something and you believe you're trustworthy, you're going to be way more likely to follow through on that thing, right? Right? If we don't trust that God is speaking to us, And we hear his voice, or we think we hear his voice, but we're not sure, so we stay double-minded and we don't follow through all the time. Sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't. Then we are very double-minded. We're very back and forth. And it says in scripture, let not the double-minded man believe he'll receive anything from God. So the whole point in learning to trust ourselves more is so that when God speaks to us, we believe it's him and we follow through on what he told us to do. And it will not only create a better environment for us to hear God, but it will be a better environment for other people to hear God through us. When they see that we are a trustworthy individual, when they see when God says to do something, we follow through, when they see that these are the standards and ethics that we choose to live by and we follow through on that, then we become people that people want to be like. We become somebody that is worth listening to when they speak. We become somebody that when we say we're going to do something, we follow through. We have compassion on others. We're honest to others, and we stick to what we believe. Now, none of this is going to happen overnight, and it didn't happen overnight for me. It doesn't happen overnight for me. It's not going to happen overnight for you. But as we do this step by step, day by day, as we commit to following through on what God has given us to do, taking those steps of faith, earning our own trust back, I know that we're going to stick to his word more closely. We're going to believe that his promises are true, and we're going to believe that his voice is operating in our lives. So I encourage you, stick to these four things and watch how God changes your life. Thank you all so much for listening. If you got any value out of today's message, do me a favor, send it to a family member, send it to a friend that may need to hear it. I appreciate it very much because it will help this audience to grow and help this message get to more people. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you next week as we continue Making Room.